Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 352. Don't want to receive jail time, 10 years, 25 years? We have another option for you. Erase your memory. Add memories. Optogenetics, mind controlism, this beast system, the seeds of men will not cleave. All of this is predicted in the good book. Technocracy, hive mind, biohacking you. This, my friend, is a deep one, and you need to think about this. Many people in jail come to Christ. This is nothing short of a soul trap. So I want to play a video from Daily Mail that explains this technology that ultimately is optogenetics. It's mind controlism. And I'm sure, because we've covered this technology probably 40-50% of our VCasts, they want you to become a slave. They want to measure you under the skin. They want to have you be the cryptocurrency with Microsoft's 060606 patent. Do said task to get paid. This is that beast system. AI, quantum computers speak to the other dimension. That's the fake God. AI will be omnipresent. I just watched the news where all of these AI inventors and CEOs basically had a conference and they said, we need one AI system, one set of standards that screams this AI all-knowing fake omnipresent God. With all the smart dust and nanotech that they put in the poison pokes, the self-assembling nanotech that we've proven for the last 3 years, early days, 5G, 6G, fake Holy Ghost communicates at the cell level. And you will see a fake resurrection from the Antichrist then showing up as a hologram. That was the dream I had in 2008 where they put the Antichrist brain on some sort of supercomputer. And we've proven probably 30 times that they can run artificial intelligence or these quantum computers with brain cells. I mean, you can't make this up. This is one way they're going to slow roll us into this beast system. And you need to think about this. Pre-crime, we'll talk about all the different unintentional consequences and ways you can be enslaved via erasing and adding memories because the technology is there. We did Final Days Report, episode 63. Check that out. Video we did a long, long time ago. But let's roll this nonsense.
Welcome to Cognify, a facility designed to treat criminals like patients. Instead of spending years in an actual prison cell, prisoners could finish their sentence here in just a few minutes. Cognify could someday create and implant artificial memories directly into the prisoner's brain. These complex, vivid, and lifelike memories are created in real time using AI-generated content. Depending on the seriousness of the subject's crime and their sentence, the memories could be tailored to the rehabilitation needs of each subject. The artificial memories implanted by Cognify would be seamlessly incorporated into the existing neural networks of the brain. First, the prisoner is given a choice, either spending tens of years in a prison cell or seeking fast-track rehabilitation through artificial memory implantation. If the prisoner chooses to undergo fast-track rehabilitation, the Cognify device is used. Next, the prisoner undergoes high-resolution brain scanning to create a detailed map of their neural pathways. This brain map helps guide the Cognify device to target specific brain regions responsible for memory, reasoning, and logical thinking. Inside the criminal's mind, time would pass differently, slower than in real life, making them experience years' worth of artificial memories in just a few minutes. Synthetic memories are customized depending on the crime committed and the unique brain structure and psychological profile of the individual. Violent offenders could experience memories that are designed to trigger empathy and remorse, seeing their crime from the perspective of their victim, feeling their pain and suffering firsthand. Some memories are designed to trigger consequences and trauma. Such memories could simulate the long-term consequences of violent actions, such as the grief of the victim's family or the physical and emotional trauma endured by the victim. Artificial memories could cover a wide range of crimes, including domestic violence, hate crimes and discrimination, embezzlement, insider trading, theft and fraud. To ensure the long-term effect of the therapy session, the memories could become permanent, fully integrated into the subject's mind, as if they were part of their own personal experiences. While subjects are undergoing therapy session, valuable data are collected from all the prisoners into a central computer for scientific research, which will help understand the criminal mind and determine the best approach to tackle crimes in society.
This is Optogenetics Mind Controlism, again, linking you up to the AIB system. And you might be sitting back and saying, no way, no way does this technology exist. Well, we did Final Days Report, episode 63. Go to SJ Wellfire, sjwellfire.com, and type in 63, proof of remote brain control to add and erase memories. Brought to you by the military-industrial complex. This is real technology. And I think all of us have been defiled with this nanotech in our food and water, and especially those that took as the days of Noah devil juice. Can't make this up. And this is an old article that we've covered before. This is real. This technology is real. Do you remember the video we played where they actually shot this laser in a mouse and turned it to kill? It reminded me of the predictive programming of the movie Cell and the movie Kingsman, where people just went nuts. A zombie apocalypse, my friends. But let's read from Big Think. Scientists discover how to implant false memories. Implanting false memories could cure Alzheimer's, PTSD, and depression. It's always for good. Many of these diseases didn't exist a long time ago. Man-made madness. Let's continue. It could also make scapegoating easier, allow for witness tampering, or give those under a brutal dictatorship false patriotism. We're going to go through some ways this can be used for evil, besides stealing your soul, which is the ultimate crime of blaspheming the Holy Ghost. But let's read from the article. The researchers successfully implemented a false memory into a mouse's mind. They placed the mouse inside a metal box, and it displayed a fear response as if it had received an electrical shock there, even though it hadn't. This experiment involved identifying neurons associated with encoding memory and rewriting one. The breakthrough was possible due to research from Oxford that discovered how short-term memories are transferred into long-term memory. Memories are stored in groups of neurons known as engrams. Ramirez and Liu used a technique called optogenetics, that's the key word, which uses lasers to stimulate genetically engineered cells designed to react to them. What did they put in us recently? Many of us. They injected a biochemical cocktail into the brains of genetically engineered mice. The cocktail contained a light-sensitive protein called chanorohodopsin. Don't even want to try to pronounce that. The researchers found they could reactivate a memory by flooding certain neurons with laser lights. They proved they could identify certain engrams by reactivating a memory associated with fear. After the experiment, the mouse's brain tissues were examined under a microscope. Those associated with a specific memory glowed green due to the injected chemical. Those associated with a specific memory glowed green due to the injected chemical. Think about all the people that they could be injecting. They could have an army tomorrow doing the bidding of the wicked one world government, arresting Christians. We did a podcast, Final Days Report, episode 35, You've Been Programmed Forever. And I covered patents of old school programming methods from music, TV, radio. Old school. The technology is far more advanced. That's their goal. They want a compliant slave race. They want you to be their pets if you can survive what's coming. So the article talks about false witnesses or witness tampering. Let's say you do this huge land grab or steal people's accounts. You could actually do mind control some technology and say, this is your email, and create a false narrative, steal somebody's net worth. This, you need to think, how could this technology be used for evil? Dictatorship control, mind slaves, social engineering, lose souls, promoting sin. How about this one? Willing sex slaves, mind control them, maybe even kids, to be sex slaves. Promote sin, crimes, thinking false flags, army crimes. I mean, this technology is beyond wicked. And I mentioned this before, stealing money. Change somebody's mind that they don't have a couple million dollars. Never had it. And just losing your free will, ultimately blaspheming the Holy Ghost. And again, eliminate prisoners' ability to save their soul. Many prisoners come to Christ and are some of the best preachers and followers of Christ that are out there. So in summary, this is just another proof point of where they're trying to take us. We've been predictive programmed on how to control prisoners without spending all that taxpayer money in the system. But ultimately, they're going to create an army, my friends, and people are going to lose their free will to choose Christ as their personal savior. In the control of this technology, the power of this technology is beyond demonic. But it's a spiritual warfare, my friends. Join us this weekend with Pastor Larry on spiritual warfare. And make sure you have a blessed day. Bless a Christian. Bless Christian ministries, and you'll be blessed. God bless.
What are you going to do? Tie those sheets together. All right. You know what kind of knot you're going to use? It's not so you'll fall down. Clock it. Lay it. Do you might have anything to add? Mm-hmm.